ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Spiegel and Holmes.
All right, well, we navigated that pretty well. I was worried, but I'm always worried.
So. That's your thing.
Yeah, that's my bit.
Afternoons on the Score.
I am 230, so I'm a larger, you know, kind of condensed human, so do understand that.
He's a larger, condensed human, says Caleb Williams. We are all developing as linguists. And sometimes when we talk, we make sense, and sometimes we don't. Help me with this, would you, Anthony Herron?
I'll do my best.
All right, man. This was Caleb towards the end of his post-game press conference. We had it on the list to get to yesterday on Spiegel and Holmes. Lawrence is out today. He'll be back tomorrow. It's me and Anthony Herron right here with you. Going to talk to Kurt Warner in about 10 minutes. This was Caleb towards the end talking about, what's the setup, Tanny? It was basically about...
There is none, and that's why I enjoy it so much.
I remember listening to this being like, I'm not exactly sure I get it. So let's listen together and see if any of us get it.
It's belief. It's living in the know, the known. You know, the feeling of myself this year in the sense of when we have games, when we're going through the game plan, you know, when we get to the end of the week, it's more of a feeling of we know we're going to win. And, you know, that's not always going to be the case, but the feeling of it is different than, you know, maybe, you know, or you know, we got to go out here and play a perfect game or anything like that. It's living in the known of the feeling of we're going to come out here and win the game. And obviously a lot of things have to go right, and we got to execute, and we got to, you know, communication, all these different things. Defense has played well, offense has played well, special teams, all three sides of the ball. But living in the known is kind of where we're at. Even when we were 0-2, we were still living in the known that we're going to, you know, fight back, and, you know, we're going to be 2-2, and then we'll go 3-2, and then we'll be 4-2. And so it's living in the known. We have to, you know, do things throughout the week. I think at this moment, I think what I said recently or just a minute ago is the living in the known.
All right, living in the known. That sounds like real confidence, right? Just like the known. What exactly is known that he's
living in?
Living
in the known.
Do you have any idea what is known in this setup?
A texter or Twitcher can correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like that was in response to asking about the difference between this season's 4-2 versus last season's 4-2, if I'm recalling that correctly.
Oh, you're trying to add a question to it.
No, you're wrong.
I'm trying to live in the known, though, Tim. That's what I'm trying to do here.
That does not sound like you're living in the known.
You believe I'm incorrect is really what...
It's living in the known.
It's living in the known, Anthony. Yes. But yes. I mean, like, I Googled it and I got nothing, okay? I love sayings. I love maxims. I love phrases. A lot of them work. You know, there's a million different things you can use. This one, I don't know. So this must be a Ben Johnson thing, living in the known?
I honestly think that just came out of his mouth in the moment. I think he's a very well-read young man, and sometimes we just say stuff. It's like, you know what? I think that'll work for now, and I think that just kind of worked for now. I don't know that that's like on his mirror at home or anything. For me, I was I did sales training for a little while after I was done playing, when I decided, you know what? Tired of all these surgeries. I'm done playing football. Uh-huh. And one of the guys who was like our sales trainer was talking to us about cold calls and leaving messages of mystery and all this other kind of stuff. And one of the things we had to come up with, you know, just sort of our affirmation that we would say before we got on the clock every day to make sales. And my affirmation was, I'm a productivity machine. And at this point, I really only had one job back then. You know, I didn't know I was going to be a guy who had like a half. Yes, that was me, productivity machine.
All right, I just found a book called Living in the Know, but it's about an adoptee learning who their birth parents are. Okay.
Well, Caleb thought he's going to be a Viking, right? So maybe
trying to learn where Kevin O'Connell
maybe
is.
Kurt's got something. Remember, he taught us about let them. Remember?
Yeah, let them. Okay. Yes, a little self help. All right, now. Here's a website, livinginthenow.org, and Living in the Know.
But is it K-N-O-W?
The N and the O are capitalized. Mm. We believe that everyone has the ability to lead a happy and fulfilling life. So, but that's Living in the Know, not the Known. Mm-hmm. Again, a texter wonders, did he say living in the gnome? Like his house is in the shape of a garden gnome. I've been living in the gnome.
Perhaps there's a tiny house inside of Caleb's massive house. And so when he does that, then at the moment he's in the gnome.
It's belief. It's living in the know.
No, I don't know. He says both. He says the know and then the gnome.
It's belief. Yeah. It's living in the know. The known.
Which is it? I don't know. Texture says it sounds like Tim Beckman explaining how they use the word OSCE. Now, that's an oldie but a goodie right there.
About Grabber trying to explain the three techniques.
Oh, yeah. No, there's lots. And I want to look, he's a young guy and he's learning stuff and he's trying to figure it out. And maybe, but the context of it sounded like really believing, truly believing that you can win, that you're good. So like the difference between true belief and just a little, I'm sort of having the confidence. So,
I mean, the confidence they have as a team right now, where they all feel like they got something good cooking here.
Yeah. I mean, and I get it. I get it. Here, texture is saying not living in what ifs or assumptions. Focus on what you know to be true and don't overthink it. Another says admitting you aren't sure is full on living in the known awareness. See, I get that. And now we're getting ahead.
It's just confident living in the now. Like you're where your feet are, but you're confident.
Is that confident with a K?
I mean, then now, does that work with a K?
No.
No, that would be no.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.